This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves. You can bring up anything you want, even though we are talking a lot about Bitcoin here tonight. I wanted to give everybody as much of a heads up on this discussion as possible. We're going to be following it very closely on Free Talk Live over the next few weeks, and we're basically 2 weeks away at this point from the deadline of August 1st. Which has been selected as basically a boycott day where certain factions within the Bitcoin network are planning to possibly break away, are planning what's called a soft fork, a user-activated soft fork. And with you in the studio tonight, it's Ian
and Johnny Ray.
And we just touched on this user-activated soft fork idea. That, for those of you just tuning in, Bitcoin, the amazing decentralized cryptocurrency that is, you know, taking the world by storm. We're big fans of it here. You probably, if you've listened to the show before, you've heard a thing or two about it. And we don't want to get into, you know, the technical weeds on this if we can avoid it. But to just, you know, specify here that there are some problems with the Bitcoin network. It hasn't successfully been able to scale to the growth to be able to handle the growth that the network has been experiencing with the number of transactions. And so there's these two different sides technically that have different ideas as to what to do to make that scaling happen. There are the people who support segregated witness, and then there are those who support the increased block size. They had come together, most of them, to an agreement back in late May at a consensus event where they came to an agreement, they signed an agreement, they said, this is what we're going to do, we're going to implement both of these ideas. We're going to implement the SegWit, the segregated witness, we're going to implement the increase in the block size. And that seems to have made enough people happy. The network seems to have responded positively with the lower fees that have been happening over the last few weeks. It seems like everything's okay. It seems like things are moving in the right direction. And that's why I say there's a chance on August 1st that nothing's going to happen. However, you then have this user-activated soft fork, which has chosen this day of August 1st to move forward with their own plan, because they don't like SegWit 2X, which is the plan from the consensus event. That's the agreement. That's what's, you know, the big companies are moving forward with. That's what 86% of the mining power behind Bitcoin is moving forward with. That's happening right now. It's moving ahead. And they're hoping to implement that plan before August 1st, when the user-activated soft fork people, who those that don't back down, and because, you know, presumably what the user-activated soft fork people want is segregated witness, which they should get from the SegWit 2X thing. But the thing is, a lot of the people who want the segregated witness don't want the increased block size. They don't want that 2X part of SegWit 2X. They don't want to go from 1 megabyte blocks to 2 megabyte blocks, which is part of the SegWit 2X plan. So they're staying away from the SegWit 2X plan, and that's why they oppose it. Back to my story here from FreeKeen. Despite not appearing to have any significant mining power or even the rest of the full nodes behind them, because there are only about 15% of the full nodes support this user-activated soft fork, at least according to the signaling happening now. Now, they might like you to believe that they've got way more than 15%, but they're just hiding until August 1st. They want you to believe that they've got a bunch of miners that are hiding until August 1st, and then they're all going to come online and prove the true strength of the user-activated soft fork. That's the idea of what might happen from their perspective, as I understand it. Now, maybe you're a big user-activated soft fork fan, and you want to call in and kind of do a better job explaining of where y'all are coming from. Please feel free. We've got open phone lines here all the time. 855-450-FREE, like freedom, 855-450-3733. But as of right now, if you look at the numbers, they've only got about 15% of the full nodes on their side. We have no idea how many miners support them, but we know that 86% of the mining power is backing SegWit 2X, so that, you know, presumably means they don't have much more than about 14 or 15% of the mining power behind the soft fork. So they're planning a schism in the Bitcoin network on August 1st. They plan to accomplish this by ordering their nodes to refuse to validate any blocks that do not include a signal that indicates that the miner who mined that block supports their proposal, the UASF proposal. So basically, those full nodes, as I was explaining before, they do some validation of the transactions and the mined blocks on the network. They're going to say, to any blocks that aren't in their camp, that aren't signaling favor for the user-activated soft fork. They're going to refuse those blocks. And if they have miner support behind them when they start refusing blocks, that, as I understand it, is what causes the soft fork, where Bitcoin splits into two Bitcoins. And we'll get into that here in a moment. So if they... If a soft fork would mean that the point in time at which the blockchain, which is the public ledger that goes back to the very beginning of the currency in 2009 and contains every transaction that has ever occurred, it'll then fork into two. So each of those blockchains then would have all of the transactions from 2009 through August 1st at the time of that fork, but then after that time, they would have different transactions likely being logged to each chain. And that means there would be two Bitcoin networks at that point, each of them competing to be the real Bitcoin. It also means that anyone holding on to Bitcoin in a non-custodial wallet, as they call them, where you control the private keys, if you're holding Bitcoin before that fork, you will then have the same amount of both types of Bitcoin. So for the sake of the discussion, let's call it original Bitcoin and UASF Bitcoin. If you had 10 Bitcoins before the split, afterwards, you would have 10 original Bitcoin and 10 UASF Bitcoin. Now, this is where things can get dangerous and even more confusing, as if it wasn't flummoxing enough already. And that sounds like a pretty good thing, right? You get two Bitcoins out of this deal if you hold on to it. That sounds like a good thing. Problem is, the value of both of them may plummet dramatically. We don't know what's going to happen if this fork occurs on August 1st. How the market will handle this, you know, which Bitcoin will be valued higher than the other, what will be traded for what will come out, you know, the most popular winner. It seems like it would be the SegWit2x one because they've got the miner support behind them. And there's some technical aspects to this that get, you know, again, a little bit too off in the weeds. But basically, if one of these blockchains, the UASF one, for instance, doesn't have a whole lot of miner support behind it, well, then it's very weak. It can be subject to an attack. It can be subject to, basically a wipeout, essentially, where anything that's transacted on that particular blockchain eventually might end up going away if, for instance, the other chain can somehow overtake it. Now, I don't understand exactly how all that plays out, but essentially it becomes dangerous once the Bitcoin forks, if that happens, if that occurs, and it may not on August 1st, but if that occurs, you do not want to spend or purchase any Bitcoin. You don't want to receive Bitcoin, spend it, buy it. You don't want to do anything on the Bitcoin network until the dust settles, so to speak. And the reason why is something called a replay attack. Now, I don't know if you're familiar with this concept, Johnny Ray.
No, I am not.
I'm not intimately familiar with exactly how it works, but basically the idea behind a replay attack is if I have, so Bitcoin soft forks, so now you got the two Bitcoins, you got the original Bitcoin, you got the UASF Bitcoin. If I try to send you, let's say, the original Bitcoin, I want to send you a whole Bitcoin, I want to send you the original Bitcoin, a whole Bitcoin, I transmit that to the network. Somebody else could pick that up, that signal, and they could notice, oh, this person is sending one Bitcoin to this address. Well, then we're going to go ahead and send one Bitcoin to my address on the other blockchain, basically. They sort of intercept it and use some kind of trickery to be able to spend Bitcoin that's not theirs.
Uh-huh.
And, again, I'm not sure exactly how that works, but it's a big thing. If you read a lot of these articles about, like the technical articles about what could happen on August 1st, replay attacks are a very real thing, and the exchanges and the Bitcoin companies need to put in protections in place to make sure that these replay attacks can't occur. And how quickly they will put those protections in, we don't know. I mean, they may be ready to go. It may be just a matter of hours. it may be days. So that's the big question mark here is if the Bitcoin forks, how long is it going to take for the dust to clear? How long is it going to take for us to know, you know, when it's safe to actually be able to spend Bitcoin? It's kind of a big, you know, concern. And that's the reason why we're shutting down the Bitcoin vending machines on July 31st in advance of August 1st. And then we're going to keep them shut down until we're sure that the dust has settled. Because not only could Bitcoin split once, it could split more than once. There are other reasons why that could occur. Everybody mostly thinks about it as though it could only split into two. Well, no, it could split into three. It could split into four. How that happens, I don't know, but as I understand it, it could happen. We'll continue here. You can share your thoughts. 855-450-FREE, Free Talk Live.
P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company. 1-800-972-1059. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-972-1059. That's 1-800-972-1059. 1-800-972-1059.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. Call 800-281-4224, 800-281-4224, 800-281-4224. That's 800-281-4224.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah!
Talk Live. Dial on in toll free and join us here on the radio waves. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom, 855-450-3733. We're doing our best to explain what's happening with Bitcoin without getting into too much technical detail, without being, you know, too far into the weeds. I hope we're doing a good job of it. It's Ian and Johnny Ray in the studio here tonight. And if you would like to watch the show, we've got our webcam. You can go to cam.freetalklive.com. You can see us here in our Keene, New Hampshire studios. And, I don't know, I guess that excites some people. So go to cam.freetalklive.com and enjoy that there. And then there's, of course, the YouTube channel at youtube.freetalklive.com where you can watch past episodes. And if you just want our audio episodes, we got plenty of those going back for a decade plus over at freetalklive.com. And it's all for free. So we're talking about Bitcoin and the conflict that is finally bubbling over. And I think it's ugly. It's no fun. But finally, something's happening, because it's just been people arguing on the internet for like 2 years about what to do to scale Bitcoin to the demand in the marketplace. There's a couple of competing proposals. There's segregated witness. There's increasing the block size. A bunch of people got together and said, let's do both. And they finally came to a compromise, and that's called SegWit2x. That's being implemented now as we speak. But coming up on August 1st, the user-activated soft fork is planned by a group of people who, as I understand it, don't much like the idea of increasing the block size. They like SegWit. They want that. But they don't want the block size increased. And so they're not joining on to SegWit2x. They're going to do their own thing and possibly split Bitcoin into two blockchains, into two copies of the transaction log, this public ledger that has gone back to all the way back to 2009, to the very beginning of Bitcoin. If these user-activated soft forkers get their way and they have themselves a fork on August 1st, that means we now have two Bitcoins, both of them claiming to be the real Bitcoin. You know, like one of those scenes out of The Thing where you've got all the people claiming that they're really with the people in the miners or whatever they were doing out there in the Netherlands in the wintertime. And, you know, who's the alien and who's the real miner or whatever. And, you know, now we've got a similar situation where both sides would be claiming to be the real Bitcoin. And we would find out what the marketplace decided was the real Bitcoin. What do the people who are using Bitcoin actually want to see happen? What are the miners supporting? Seems like the miners are supporting SegWit2x, but you know, we're not going to know for sure until this all goes down on August 1st. That's why I don't want to spread fear, uncertainty, and doubt. At the same time, I also don't want people to be ignorant going into August 1st of what the potential is for this to happen. It could just pass us by. August 1st could come and go, and Bitcoin, you know, SegWit2x activates, and everything's fine. But a lot of these user-activated soft fork people appear to be very dedicated to their idea of breaking away. So they may be giving out their best shot coming up here on August 1st. You need to know about this stuff, especially if you have Bitcoin and you've just been kind of sitting on it and maybe not paying attention to what the news has been. So a guy named Jimmy Song wrote up a blog post, and I linked to it in my post over at freekeen.com. In this lengthy post we've been reading off and on here throughout the show tonight, I linked to other posts that get more technical and more detailed on what could actually happen. I boil it down and try to simplify it as much as possible, but for those of you that really want to read, you know, get off into the weeds, I do link to some of this. So in Jimmy Song's post, he covers multiple potential scenarios about what could happen, and he does an excellent job of explaining the likely outcome or a likely outcome of the UASF scenario if they don't have much mining support. Because, again, you have to have miners to support your idea in order for it to go anywhere. So Jimmy says, quote, in this scenario, the users have something like 0 to 13% of the network's hash rate on August 1st. And right now, it looks like they might have, if they get, you know, some miner support, maybe as much as 15%. The obvious consequence of having such a low hash rate is that their blocks will come very slowly. So again, once Bitcoin splits, you've got two sets of miners then mining each of those blockchains. The one, if it's got 86% of the mining force behind it, it's going to be very strong, it's going to be very fast, it's going to be, you know, very difficult to take down and attack. The other one, not so much. So the consequence of having a low hash rate is that their blocks will come very slowly, say one per every 80 minutes instead of one per 10 minutes, which is what it is right now. This leads to two big problems. The first problem is that there will be a tremendous backlog of transactions on the user's fork, the minority fork. Transactions will take a very long time to confirm, and since block space is scarce, fees will be very high. The cost and time of transacting users' fork coins may put a downward pressure on its price. And so that's, again, just speculation on what could possibly happen if things sort of play out the way they might play out. But again, they could play out in a variety of different ways. So while there's a chance that the UASF, user-activated soft fork Bitcoin, could be snuffed out due to a lack of miner support, there's also a chance it could continue on, competing in the marketplace to be considered the real Bitcoin. And this will be quite difficult if they have low miner support for the mentioned reasons. For an unknown amount of time after a fork, it's risky to send or receive Bitcoin, and this has to do with the fact that until the dust settles after the fork, you can be subject to replay attacks until the exchanges and wallet providers come up with a way to protect against those attacks. Now, there's also the risk that one of the two sides of the fork will be eliminated through competition, which would destroy any transactions that happened on that chain. Further, some companies may side with one chain or another, rather than allowing both, which will lead to extreme confusion about which Bitcoin is which. Is this starting to sound like a nightmare? Well, I've only scratched the surface on what could happen, but as a non-programmer who's done a fair amount of reading on both sides of this subject, it seems to me that there are two most likely scenarios. Now, again, take this with a grain of salt. I'm not an engineer. This is just me as the, you know, average Bitcoin guy who's been in this for a little while looking at this. It seems to me like these might be the two most likely options. You tell me, Johnny Ray, because I know you've looked into some of this as well. But number one, SegWit2x activates before August 1st, which is what their timeline says they're going to do. And the UASF supporters abandon their plan out of expected failure because supposedly the UASF people want SegWit. SegWit2x is going to give them SegWit, so maybe they'll call it quits. Well, there's a headline over at CoinDesk right now saying that the UASF people are going to go forward regardless. So there's some real hardcores out there that, you know, they do not care about the SegWit2x idea, and they want Bitcoin their way or the highway, and they're going to go ahead and try to hard fork it. So that leads to number two, which is where SegWit2x activates before August 1st, and the UASF supporters and a small percentage of the mining power fork Bitcoin. It could then be days or weeks before the dust settles, and that we can safely send and receive Bitcoin again. And what's that going to do to the price of Bitcoin? Because a lot of the exchanges are going to shut down on July 31st. They're not going to allow deposits in or out. They're not going to allow trading because they don't want to allow trading on two different chains where these replay attacks can happen and people can lose their Bitcoin. So there's a serious risk of loss here. And so people need to know about that. Now, of course, I'm oversimplifying here, and I haven't even touched on the user-activated hard fork, or the UAHF, that is planned as a response to the UASF being more successful than expected. And just for the purposes of not getting too far in the weeds, we're not going to talk about the user-activated hard fork, but it's an interesting counterproposal and a counterplan to the UASF people. Now, given the situation is going to be very fluid and potentially risky, we at Shire Bitcoin Vending here in New Hampshire are shutting down our Bitcoin vending machines in Manchester, Concord, and Keene, temporarily starting July 31st. We'll be monitoring the situation, and we'll post updates. Of course, we'll be talking about it throughout here on Free Talk Live. But what can you do? So we're going to get to the useful suggestions here. We're not going to tell you what to do. We're just going to give you some ideas on how you can handle this as an average user who might have some money in Bitcoin. What do you do about this? Coming up.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
If there's a toxic chemical biological gas smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job, are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape smoke hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off plus free shipping.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Hey, it's Free Talk Live, the live Sunday edition of the program. As always, you can take control of the airwaves. You can bring up anything you want. 855-450-FREE, like freedom. 855-450-3733 with you in studio. It's Ian.
And Johnny Ray.
And do want to let you know about hope.freetalklive.com. Mark has been, Mark's our regular co-host here on Sunday nights. He's at an awards dinner for the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance with Daryl tonight. So I hope they're having fun. But he's been promoting this idea of building an orphanage in Jinja, Uganda. Our listeners have contributed thousands of dollars via a matching campaign thanks to Jax.io, the official wallet of Free Talk Live, the Jax wallet, and also thanks to Cell 411 at getcell411.com. They're doing matching, meaning double matching. So each of those organizations is matching your contributions. If you want to help build an orphanage for, I think, like dozens, 40-something children in Uganda, it's happening. They're already working on the second story. You can get updates, photos, and such over at hope.freetalklive.com. That's where you can learn how to donate. And, of course, cryptocurrency is accepted, as well as those U.S. dollars and that stuff. So head on over to hope.freetalklive.com to get the latest about that. We're going to get into your phone calls and thoughts if you want to share them with us. They don't have to be about Bitcoin, but that's what we've been discussing here tonight. And the conflict that's been going on, mostly behind the scenes on message boards and forums and things like that, Reddits, there have been some nasty, you know, back and forth between the different sides of people that are supporting various different technologies to increase the Bitcoin network's capacity, basically. And this is what they've been fighting over internally for like a couple of years. And finally, it's all coming to a head. It's the ugliness is coming into public view. August 1st is this big deadline for what they call a user-activated soft fork that may result in Bitcoin splitting into two, which could be a little confusing, because both Bitcoins are going to be claiming to be the real Bitcoin, and only the market will be able to decide which one is the real Bitcoin. And, of course, we're going to keep you as up-to-date as we can on this, because I know a number of our listeners got into Bitcoin and did very well, because if you bought Bitcoin a few years back, you've probably seen the price go up over time. Even though it's gone down in the last week, it's still up over what it was a year ago, up quite a bit, as a matter of fact. Right now, it's at around $1,960 at the moment, globally, according to BitcoinAverage.com. So there's all this kind of uncertainty about what's going to happen on August 1st. And again, maybe nothing's going to happen. Maybe this user-activated soft fork is going to completely fizzle, and it's going to be a paper tiger, and nothing's going to occur. I mean, that would be ideal, but we don't know what's going to happen. There is the possibility for that soft fork. There is the possibility for Bitcoin to split into two. So the question becomes, what can you do, you know, to protect yourself in this situation? What are the options that you have? And that's what my article over at freekeen.com gets into here. And these are suggestions. I would not say one way or another what you should do, but these are some ideas for what you could do. Number one, check your keys. If you've got some amount of Bitcoin, you need to make sure that it's a non-custodial wallet, to which you hold the private key. So some examples of non-custodial wallets include Jax, Blockchain.info, Mycelium, Airbits, Copay, Bitcoin.com, Bread Wallet, Electrum, and Exodus. And by no means is that all of them. There are others out there, but that's, you know, a relatively short list of some of the more popular wallets out there. If you had to write down 12 words to back up your wallet, which hopefully you've backed up your wallet, if you wrote down those 12 words, then you have your private key. So if you were wondering, is this wallet a non-custodial wallet or not? If you've got the 12 words, you've got the private key, that's your wallet. That's the right kind of wallet to have to get through this, you know, these possibly tumultuous times. If, on the other hand, your Bitcoin is being stored in a custodial wallet where someone else, like Coinbase, Local Bitcoins, Paxful, Backpage, Zappo, Free Wallet, GDAX, Kraken, Bitstamp, Poloniex, or any Bitcoin exchange has control over the private key. So do you see the distinction there?
I think so. I have a blockchain.info wallet.
Yes. So that means that you do have control over the private keys. I think blockchain is making people write down or suggesting strongly that they write down those 12 words. So if you haven't done that yet, you should.
Okay.
You should always have a backup of your wallet in case you need it for some reason, in case your phone breaks or you lose access to your, you know, you forget your password or something like that. But if you've got Bitcoin in an exchange or in any kind of custodial wallet, where custodial meaning there's somebody else taking care of your keys for you. You've entrusted them, sort of like with a bank. You've entrusted them with your money. In this case, you're entrusting Coinbase or these exchanges with your money. That means you are then subject to their whims regarding how they handle the fork. So if the fork happens, maybe they'll give you access to both of the Bitcoin. Because remember, when the Bitcoin forks, if you have your private keys, you get the old Bitcoin and the new Bitcoin.
Like a stock split.
Sort of. You could look at it that way. They might give you access to both, or maybe they'll only give you access to one of the two. It's best, therefore, to hold your Bitcoin in a wallet which gives you access to your private key instead of giving corporations control over your key and therefore your Bitcoin. So that's one idea. And whether or not Bitcoin forks on August 1st, having control over your private keys is a good idea, period. Because if you don't have control over your keys, again, you're subject to whatever the organization is that does have those keys, whatever they want to do to it. If they get robbed, as exchanges have done, if they've been hacked and they've been broken into and had Bitcoin stolen from them, you're SOL. You put your trust in some other organization to take care of things for you. They drop the ball, you're out the money. So it's always a good idea to have your private keys. Whether or not you think anything's going to happen on August 1st, it's a good idea to have your private keys. Keep that in mind. So more options. What else can you do? You can hold. This has been a long time proven strategy for Bitcoin. Like, I'm not an investor, so I'm pretty good at just holding the Bitcoin. I can just hang on to it. So once you're sure that your Bitcoins are in a non-custodial wallet, hold on for the ride. If Bitcoin forks, you shouldn't spend or receive Bitcoin if you can avoid it until the dust has settled. If you're a Bitcoin-accepting merchant, lock up the point-of-sale device and instruct the staff to politely decline any customers who want to use Bitcoin to pay until the confusion no longer remains online. Stay positive. There's a good chance the Bitcoin price could drop dramatically. It already has dropped hundreds of dollars in just the last week. And this, you know, the fork hasn't even happened. So it could drop dramatically during the fork and any ensuing reorganizations. Bitcoin can survive this challenge. We've had drops in price before, dramatic ones. So watch, wait, and keep up with the latest. That's if you're going to hold.
It's tempting because if this price drop happens, like you say, it's going to leave me wanting to buy, not just hold, but I'm afraid if I get into the market, then, you know, just kind of weird wackiness.
But then if you buy, you might end up losing that Bitcoin that you bought if that other chain gets wiped out.
Right.
So you shouldn't be buying, you shouldn't be selling, you shouldn't be. If you're going to sell, which is my next option here, to bail out. Like, so there's the hold option. You just hang on to what you got and try to get through this.
Uh-huh.
The other option is bail out. If you're too spooked by the possibility and the uncertainty of a fork, you can always cash out for fiat currency like U.S. dollars, or you can trade your Bitcoin for other competing cryptocurrencies like Dash or Ether, for instance. Keen area merchants or any merchants who want to cash out, well, that's more for keen people. Anyway, so bailout's an option, so if you're spooked, you know, there are people, plenty of people are going to be willing to buy Bitcoin, especially because the price is down. So, you know, do you want to sell now or do you want to sell, you know, on July 29th or the 30th? Who knows? The price might go down between now and then. We don't know what the price is going to do. We don't know how the market's going to respond to this stuff. So, again, there's risk involved in any of these propositions. There's risk involved in holding. There's risk involved in bailing out, because if you bail out and the price goes up, you're going to be kicking yourself. If you bail out and the price drops to the floor, you'll be happy that you did it. So there's I'm not telling you what the right answer is here. And then the third option that I've suggested is to pick a side. If you really want to take some risk, you can try to pick a winner in the event of a fork. And as soon as the two competing Bitcoins appear on exchanges for trading, you can try selling your least favorite Bitcoin and buying your favorite Bitcoin or other altcoins. Personally, I won't be taking that level of risk, because that's super risky to try to determine what the market's gonna do with these two Bitcoins if Bitcoin forks, to, you know, pick one or the other, because you might end up losing big time.
Oh, yeah.
If you do that. So I don't recommend that one, but it's an option. There's more coming up. Free Talk Live.
Dash is digital cash, a digital currency designed to replace cash and help people manage their own wealth. It's fast and easy. Fees are low, and transactions are confirmed instantly. Pay anyone, anywhere in the world, anytime, for just pennies on the dollar. Dash is the first digital money that's governed by its users. Join Dash and help us build a better financial system for everyone. Find out more at dash.org. That's dash.org.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Shop.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, get a great deal, and a portion of your purchase goes to benefit Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon via shop.freetalklive.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Are you one of the 15 million men in the U.S. who suffer from an enlarged prostate, also known as BPH? If your life revolves around finding the closest bathroom, if you're tired of waking up many times at night to urinate, then you need to know about Prostate Miracle. Prostate Miracle contains beta-sitosterol, which is 3,000 times stronger than saw palmetto. Its effect on BPH has been extensively studied. Find out more and get Prostate Miracle now. Go to prostatemiracle.com or call 877-965-2140. That's 877-965-2140.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
It is Free Talk Live. Moments remain. There's enough time for you if you want to join us here. You don't have to talk about Bitcoin, but that has been the in-depth discussion we've been having tonight about the future of Bitcoin. I think there's a bright future for it, but we got a rocky road ahead of us here, and it can be a little scary, you know, the idea of Bitcoin splitting into two Bitcoins, or possibly more than two Bitcoins. It's Johnny Ray and Ian here in the studio. You're invited to join us online anytime over at freetalklive.com and get behind the Patreon, which is a way for you to get behind our satellite coverage with $2 a month's worth of support. If you like the idea of us spreading the ideas of liberty and freedom and peace and cryptocurrency into countries around the world, many of whom don't have good internet access, we can do that with our satellite signals. We're on in sub-Saharan Africa, over North and Central America, so we've got two satellite signals right now, and we can expand that to more, but it does cost money to do that. So if you want to help us cover the existing satellite costs and expand to new satellites and help spread the ideas of liberty, it's $2 a month to join the Patreon. You can learn more about it at fund.lrn.fm. LRN's the Liberty Radio Network. It's a satellite channel with not just Free Talk Live on it, but dozens of other great liberty-oriented shows. around the clock, 24/7. So, of course, you can listen online anytime at LRN.FM, but there are a lot of people who don't have internet access, and they should be able to hear the ideas of liberty as well. And they can if they tune into our satellite channel, which is what they call free-to-air, meaning that anybody with a cheap receiver and dish pointed at the right place in the sky will be able to receive LRN.FM, and currently can. So if you want to get behind that program, please join the Patreon and learn more about it. There's a three-minute video there that you can watch that will give you some idea of how important this is. And if you think it's worth $2 a month to you or more, you can contribute at fund.lrn.fm, F-U-N-D, fund.lrn.fm. So we're talking about this potential for Bitcoin to split into more than one Bitcoin coming up here on August 1st. If you missed the whole discussion, there's an article that you can read that'll explain it all, which we've been sharing on the air here tonight. You can go to freekeen.com. It's called Why We're Temporarily Shutting Down Bitcoin Vending Machines on July 31st. And we were just going over some tangible things that you can do to prepare for this. Now, again, maybe nothing's going to happen. Maybe this is all fear, uncertainty, and doubt. Again, not my intention to spread those things, but my intention to inform, my intention to give you, as somebody who may be new to Bitcoin or somebody who's been considering getting Bitcoin or might already have some amount of it, some options as far as how you can handle something if it happens on August 1st. And we will be following it here. So just to recap briefly here, you can make sure you have access to your private keys by using a wallet like Jax or Blockchain, Mycelium, Airbits, Copay, Bitcoin.com, Bread Wallet, Electrum, Exodus. If you've got your 12 words, the backup words that you wrote down, you have your private keys. You're in the best possible shape to come out of this on the other side. You might have more than one Bitcoin on the other end of this thing, unless you sell out, unless you decide to bail out in advance. If you sell all your Bitcoin before the potential fork, then you'll have nothing after that. So there's risks involved in all of these options. So you can hold on to the Bitcoin. Johnny Rye, I asked you during the break, that's what your plan is, right?
Yeah, I haven't been buying any lately, and I am not savvy enough to navigate these whitewater rapids of cryptocurrency,
mm-hmm.
and so I'm just going to sit back and watch what happens.
That's my plan as well, and again, you got to decide for yourself what to do, hold, bail out, or if you want to get really risky, you can hold through the fork and then immediately start trading once the, because what will happen at some point, if there's a fork, if Bitcoin splits into two or more, then the exchanges, there's different exchanges all around the world. They'll all have to decide, and I'm sure they're already thinking about what to do. They probably already have a plan that they've put into place. But they have to decide what they want to do. Do they want to take both of the Bitcoins onto their exchange and allow people to trade between them and buy and sell in both of these Bitcoins? Or do they think that one Bitcoin is the clear winner? And do they just want to forget about the other Bitcoin? Let's say the user-activated soft fork Bitcoin doesn't have much support behind it. It's only got 10% of the mining power. It's a weak chain. It might even be snuffed out. Does the exchange want to even allow that on their platform for trading? So we don't know. We don't know which exchanges are going to do what when it comes down to it. And so somebody who really wanted to take some risks, if there was an exchange that were allowing both of the different Bitcoins to be traded, then if you want to pick a winner or try to, you know, predict what the market's going to get behind, then you can buy and sell and, you know, sell out one. Like, so if you have a 10 Bitcoin that then splits into 10 of the original Bitcoin and 10 of the new Bitcoin or the UASF Bitcoin, then, you know, you can trade 10 of them for the other side or 10 from one to the other and then, you know, see what happens. You know, that's pretty risky, but it's an option for you. I won't be doing that. I'll be holding on to it just like you will, Johnny Ray. That's my plan. But again, I can't tell you what you should do with yours. Now, I hope, for the sake of simplicity, for the future where nothing happens on August 1st. However, there is an argument that Bitcoin would be better off, ultimately, if it does fork, since finally both of the sides of this geek war will get what they want, a version of Bitcoin that conforms to their vision for what the currency should be. And that could be a good thing, because then, you know, we'll have these two options and the market can decide which one's the best. whatever way that happens to go. Now, maybe that'll only be a temporary calm down, because who knows? Maybe then the other Bitcoiners on one side will split, you know, 6 months down the road again. I mean, who knows? Hopefully it won't do that, but you never know. I mean, certainly when it comes to the world's religions, we've seen plenty of schisms and splits in different religions, where one group of people within a religion believes something that's disparate from the other, and they can't agree, they can't get along, so they split off. But the difference between that and Bitcoin splitting is, with a religion, or, you know, some political split, which happens too in political parties, right? Well, then both sides just go their merry way. They get their own ideas, they get their own church, they get their own building, you know, whatever. They get their congregation, they go off and do their thing. Money's not really a big factor in those. It's just about ideas. But in this, we're talking about billions of dollars of value. You know, you said, what, 40-something billion dollars between Bitcoin and Ethereum right now?
Yeah, $45 billion between the top two.
So, I mean, we're talking about billions of dollars in value. So this isn't just your typical ideological split. This is people's savings. This is people's businesses. And it's a much more serious affair, more dangerous.
I'm a big believer. I believe in the big blocker side. But that is mostly because I learned about Bitcoin from Free Talk Live.
Mm-hmm.
And I think you're sympathetic to the big blocker argument, not because
I don't know enough about
not
it.
Not because you know a lot about it, but because your guru was Roger Ver, wasn't it? And he's definitely on one side. So I take my cues from reddit.com/r/BTC.
Mm-hmm.
When I read about Bitcoin, that's where I go to read about it. So I'm just, I take what they give me. And so I believe that the UASF crowd is headed for ignominy and oblivion.
Self-destruction.
Yeah. And so, but
they don't see it that way, though. They see themselves as the saviors of, you know, their vision for Bitcoin, and that they believe that they have much greater numbers than appears that they do. So it's going to be interesting to see how it all plays out. I just want to see Bitcoin get fixed, personally. I don't know what it's going to take. I hope this SegWit2x fixes Bitcoin, because I don't want to see Bitcoin lose its number one position. And that's because I've got some Bitcoin, right? Like, you know, I want to see Bitcoin succeed. It was there first. It hopefully will continue to be in the number one slot, but it's lost its market strength over the last several months.
Have you taken any steps like Mark suggested you do, insofar as keeping a nominal amounts of all of the top coins? So if you've got say,
I have some Ether. Uh-huh. I did sell about 10% of my Bitcoin for Ether, which for me is a big deal because I'm not an investor type. I don't think a whole lot about investing and all that. But I was a little spooked about what could happen to Bitcoin, so I wanted to have, you know, a good amount of Ether. Since I made that decision, I've lost on that because Ether has gone down in relation to Bitcoin recently. So, you know, that's how the cookie crumbles. Sometimes you win some, sometimes you lose some. And that's actually what I mentioned next is in the story is Ethereum, because they did have a split last year. The what is now the number two currency split off into two Ethereums. There's Ethereum, and then there's Ethereum Classic. And this was a split, sort of an ideological split, where one side wanted Ethereum to be immutable, the other one wanted to reverse a mistake that had been made in the blockchain with this decentralized autonomous organization, without getting into further detail. But since the split happened, or when the split happened, both of them plummeted in value.
Uh-huh.
And since then, they've gone up dramatically in value, both of them, to where Ethereum is now the number two currency, and Ethereum Classic is the number five cryptocurrency.
Right.
So ultimately, the split was good for both of those sides. Will Bitcoin end up playing out the same way? I don't know. And one of the other factors is, unlike Ethereum, Bitcoin's involved in retail. Ethereum's just this sort of idea. It's not, you know, you don't pay for things with Ethereum in real life or online. That just doesn't happen. But with Bitcoin, it does. And having the confusion of two Bitcoins could be a little strange. So check out the article at freekeen.com. Thanks, Johnny Ray. We'll see you tomorrow night online in the meantime.
You have probably heard about Bitcoin and virtual currencies, but you don't really know what to do next. Many of you feel like they have already passed you by. Nothing could be further from the truth. Bitcoin is an emergent technology still. It is still in beta and sweeping the globe. All the information you need to learn about Bitcoin is at Bitcoin.com. Go to your browser, type in Bitcoin.com, choose a wallet program, get Bitcoins, and then spend Bitcoins. Bitcoin.com, the only site you need to know for virtual currencies. Bitcoin.com.
What do you shop for that you could otherwise buy at Amazon? Pretty much everything, right? Amazon has competitive pricing and they deliver, and that's a big plus. If you could plan ahead in your shopping, would you be interested in saving up to 33%? There's a catch. You have to do your shopping in Bitcoin. But imagine those savings. It's like a huge raise. All you have to do is go to saveitpurse.com. We've saved thousands, and you can too. Plan ahead and save. Saveitpurse.com.
Is that Ellen painting her garage?
Yesterday she was trimming her hedges.
What's her secret?
I heard she was eating this new superberry called the Aronia Berry.
Aronia? What?
Aronia Berries from superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness.
Where can we get them?
Go to superberries.com/radio. And right now we get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus we can save $4 at checkout.
I can't wait. I've got lots of projects I need to get done.
Yes, you do.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.